Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell pretty much the same story or very similar story about what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mark. Okay, by the time sooner or later I'll get to the right one. Mark adds a little bit about a young man who ran away. And the Gospel of John also talks about what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it names the guy whose ear was cut off. His name is Malchus. And he happens to be in town today. So we've invited him here tonight. And come as you are. It's kind of a come as you are evening. And so we're going to talk about life in the crossroads. Because the crossroads, they're there for all of us. We might move along from each day to day easily. We might be walking in the beautiful Buffalo sunshine. We might be enjoying the view, feeling at peace. And then it comes, a crossroads, a point that you have to make a choice in your life. And we stand there frozen to the spot. Given the last weather recently, it's not hard to be frozen to the spot. But we start to wonder, which way do we go? Do we go to the right? Do we go to the left? Do we go straight ahead? Sometimes you feel like maybe I just got to go backwards. And what waits for us down each one of those choices? Which way does our heart call us to go? Which way does our brain tell us to go? Which way does our family or our friends tell us to go? What makes sense? And maybe, just maybe, we'll ask, what is God's way? Answers aren't always easy. Sometimes the things that we face in our life and the crossroads that we face in our life, well, there's pain there. Physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. It can bring us to our knees. It can even bring us to destruction. So tonight we have an expert on the crossroad. He saw it as a choice that changed his life. Please welcome Malchus, the guard and the servant for the high priest of Israel. Welcome, Malchus.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm not an important person. I was never one to call attention to myself. I was a simple servant and guard in the service of the high priest. It was not a glamorous job. I got along. I did my job. I don't really deserve to be in the spotlight. The only thing I have to tell is how my life changed by a simple act of kindness.
Well, you're an important person in the story of Jesus. Can you tell us about that?
I remember seeing Jesus that night in the garden, but I had seen him before. I went with the Pharisees and other leaders many times when they questioned Jesus, when they were looking to find something to use against him.
And how did you feel about that, about the way they approached Jesus?
I didn't mind at first. It was easy to go along with them to find Jesus. In a way, it was better than standing around in the council or slaving for the high priest at his house.
How about your attitude? Your attitude changed?
I heard Jesus' answers. I saw how he dealt with people in need. It began to trouble me that the leaders were so dead set against him. I didn't see anything wrong in what he did or said. I guess they thought he was some kind of a threat. Certainly, the word got around that his followers wanted to make him a king, to start a revolt, to kick out the Romans.
And how did you feel about that?
I certainly had no love for the Romans. They oppressed us, treated us like slaves. But I wasn't sure what would happen to my job if Jesus' followers were successful in putting him on some kind of a throne. I wasn't sure how I felt about that.
And yet you went with the religious leaders to arrest him in the garden.
It was my job. What could I do? I had to go along. We were expecting trouble. We knew that at least some of his followers were armed. They were feeling threatened, and we were pretty sure they would resist.
Were you afraid?
Afraid? No. I was trained as a guard by the military. I knew how to protect myself. I knew how to strike with a sword if it came to that. I lived in that kind of world. In my world, you stood up for yourself. You struck back if you were assaulted. You struck first if you had the chance. I lived in a world where it was every man for himself. I knew Jesus. I heard him speak. But I thought that when it came down to it, he and his followers would fight, and I was ready. And yet something happened that night that changed me. As I expected, one of Jesus' followers, I heard later it was Peter, lashed out with his sword and cut off my ear. And I was ready to strike back. That's what I knew. That's how I lived.
And yet you stopped.
Jesus held up his hand. I thought he might call on the rest of his followers to strike. But his voice was so quiet, gentle almost. I could not move. Jesus reached out his hand toward me. I thought he was going to grab me or hit me. Surely I would have in his place. But with great care, he simply touched my ear, and instantly it was healed.
And the touch of Jesus changed you?
He touched my ear, but in a more important way, he touched my spirit. Here was one who had the power to strike back, to respond the way I was trained to respond. And yet he chose to heal, to care, to love, if you will. Suddenly I saw my life in a different way. It was like a light went on in my spirit. I saw someone live in a way I could not understand.
Tell us about the light, Malchus.
In an instant, I looked at my whole life. I saw each time I took advantage of another, struck another, hurt another person. I saw the struggle my life had been and the choices I had made to get ahead. At least I saw it. And suddenly it all seemed dark and empty. I saw a different way to live.
And how has it changed you?
Well, I'm not much good as a guard anymore. I can't wield the sword in my hand or the hate in my heart anymore. I saw a way of compassion, of love, and I make different choices now.
Is your life easier now?
Easier? No. In some ways, it is harder. But I see the face of Jesus when I am tempted to ignore the needs of others, to strike back when I'm hurt, to get revenge when I am insulted. I hear the voice of Jesus, and he calls me to make a choice of compassion and mercy. I know this. In Jesus, I am forgiven that dark past and called to a new life. I know that Jesus went to the cross for me. He healed me by his death and resurrection, but he did not only heal my ear, he healed my heart.
So, Malchus, what message would you leave with us?
I'm nobody important. I don't have a great speech to give you, but I know this. When we are tempted to live by the ways of the world, when we are tempted to live in the darkness, we can make a choice to follow the way lighted by Jesus, a light that comes from the truth that we are healed and whole in him. In him, we can dare to live in love. And that's the most important message.
As St. Paul said in his letter to the Colossians, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony."
That's it. That's the life that is found in Jesus' touch. That's the life I pray for you.
Amen.